welcome to Out of Memory. I'm Christopher Hampson.
And I'm AJ Hamilton.
Out of Memory is a podcast where we talk about childhood memories of anything. Oh, God, I can't do this.
I can't do this anymore.
I can't do this. Yeah. Out of Memory is a podcast where we talk about childhood memories of anything from our past that we enjoyed or infected us in ways we can't possibly understand, and revisit them today and see if they are worth keeping in our memories.
In this first segment, we'll take you down the rabbit hole of our fond recollections of this week's subject, and then we'll take a break.
During which time, we will revisit that media or whatever we're talking about that day, and some way or another, possibly take a pee break, grab another drink, and come back with fresh eyes and fresh brains. This is Out of Memory.
This is our podcast.
Straight out of the memory and...
Straight out of memory.
Speaking of being super gangsta...
Word.
Have you ever wanted to shoot your friends in the face, but maybe not really hurt them or not get incarcerated for it?
Oh, well, what's the fun in that?
Well, there's lots of fun in that. Because the topic of today's episode is Nerf guns.
Nerf guns! I love Nerf guns.
And I have to imagine that the idea of Nerf gun has probably gone way, way back in time. Probably to the first instance of there being little boys. They've always wanted to, like, stab or shoot each other.
Well, of course. Well, before I had Nerf guns, my dad would... This is crazy, but he would cut the shape of a rifle out of a piece of, like, 1x4. And he would make it into to a rifle for me. It didn't have any moving parts or anything like that, but it had a little hole for a trigger. And that's, you know, I would go around saying bang, bang, bang. And that was all I needed for a while.
You still go around saying bang, bang, bang.
I do, but inside my car, in traffic and, you know, that's as gangster as I get.
Nice. Did I just hear you, open a bottle or something?
Yes, I am. I'm drinking a classy, white wine that comes in a bottle with a crazy ass cork. It's great.
Nice. Yeah, I heard that that sweet cork action. I've got a little tiny tumbler of some Tuolumne whiskey.
Ooh, yummy. Yeah, I was trying to think of a themed drink for tonight. I don't know, Colt 45? Is that a...
That could be one.
I mean, I can't think of any other...
You could have a secret shot.
Ooh, well, any shot really would be good.
Yeah,
But secret shot. We should make...
What about bullet whiskey?
Bullet, yes. God, that... Yeah, I should have asked you. I should have asked you for ideas.
Yeah, I mean, we barely play on this podcast as it is, so... Coordinating on drinks was... we were bound to lose.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so Nerf, man. What did you have? What was your arsenal?
So I recently came across a picture of, I want to say I was like 7 or 8 at Christmas time. And I just opened up a present and I had the happiest look on my face. And even my brother, who wasn't even opening that present, was like, had the biggest grin on his face. Like,
I'm going to be able to play with that. Definitely.
Yeah, pretty much. And it took me a while to like figure out what the corner of this box was that I could see from this old like Polaroid. And it was Nerf bow and arrow.
Oh, and I had one of those too.
Nerf bow and arrow was so badass.
It was.
It was like firing a like an empty water bottle at something.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It was not a very small projectile.
No, the ladies loved it. the cool thing about Nerf bow and arrow was that it didn't have like a governor. Like all the rest of these do, where you're kind of limited on the amount of power that you put behind it, where you're just kind of cocking things back in most cases.
Yeah.
This was just kind of like pull it back, and yeah, there was, I guess, a limit to how far back it could go.
Of course.
But if you pulled it all the way back, it shot way too hard. And I also like that it had like in the body of it, it had like a little kind of cutout circle with like crosshairs in it, so you could try to like aim at something.
Oh
I,
yeah,
I don't remember how accurate it was.
No, probably not at all. I mean, you were shooting a large piece of foam.
Yeah.
So it, you know, I'm not sure how far that was going to go. Do you remember how far that would go?
Well, according to the commercial,
mm-hmm.
which was pretty extreme and also misleading,
yeah,
I think it was supposed to go something like 50 feet. I don't know if I ever got it that far. Maybe it even said 100 feet. I don't remember.
It's just like the Nerf footballs that they would show a professional football player throwing. And you were like, my God, I can throw it over my house. And then it would just get stuck up in the gutters.
And some physicist would always see those commercials and like shit himself because like there is definitely something called terminal velocity.
I actually have a sad story about the Nerf bow and arrow.
Oh no.
I was a dumb little kid and I shot it at my father a couple of times. And as much as it probably didn't hurt him, it very most likely annoyed him to all hell, and he took it away from me, and I did not get it back.
the one toy that you were denied.
Well, the rest of the stuff really didn't. I mean, the other ones had small missiles, but I learned my lesson. I never shot any of the, you know, the Beast Wars or the G.I. Joes or anything at my father again.
Lesson learned.
Yes, indeed.
Next time I'm over there, I'm going to kick all the floorboards and find where he stuffed that thing, because I want to play with that thing.
Parenting.
Was that your first Nerf gun?
I want to say like one of the original single shots was my like you said, we mentioned secret shot. I think I might have had one of those first, but that came out a little bit later, didn't it?
I want to say that at least by the time that I started playing like with friends, there was definitely two secret shots out.
Okay.
So I don't know. I would say from the time I got Nerf Boner to when I started playing with friends, maybe it was like 3 years, and no idea what range of year that was. Let's say 1994.
Why not?
But yeah, the secret shot was cool because it had the what looked like, I believe, to be like a scope on the top of it, and it would kind of flip
that
down
would
and
flip
have
up,
another.
Yeah.
And it fired the big fat dart ones that I got hit right in the eye one time, and I had to stop playing for a while.
Oh yeah, those ones with the tips on them, not just the regular.
There was big ones with suction cuffs, and there was like small ones, and I think they started to default to the small ones just because so many eyes were getting stuck out or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Now I think I had one of those ones that you cocked back, you pulled, it had like the finger ring or something like that, it pulled back, and then you would just insert one in and then you would shoot it. It was, God, you needed a bandolier of bullets to actually make, say, a war worthwhile, because otherwise you're just running and getting your little dart all the time.
Pretty much there was a lot of that, I think, at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Where everything was like single shot, or you had like two with you.
Yeah.
but that secret shot that I think that you're talking about, mm-hmm. the green one, secret shot two, that fired one sneakily from the handle, which I don't think that I ever hit anybody with. Like, well, even when I was like trying to like aim it not so sneakily.
Actually, but now I do remember one of the commercials, because that was the big thing.
That was
thing.
A selling point.
That was a selling point, is that somebody would have you cornered and you'd shoot your first bullet, and then you would raise your hands all sneaky like and be like, oh, I give up. And then you'd hit the other button and it would shoot out of the handle. It was
fool me once, you know, believing that, first of all, that when you put your hands up, you'd be able to like aim that crap handle blast that came out. Didn't hit anybody. Fool me twice, shame on me, though, because if you put your hands up in a Nerf war, you're just going to get shot in the face. That's exactly, I'm pretty sure that's the rules of engagement. Surrender or crying, still shoot them in the face.
Well, and the other person probably had like the bazooka or something so much better than you did. If you only had the secret shot, for God's sake, like you had to be that seems like a Butch Cassidy Sundance Kid cornered in the Mission type of gun where it's like, I mean, we're going to die anyway, so we might as well take one extra person out. I don't know.
I was definitely the kid that, you know, my parents didn't drop a whole lot of money on toys for me. So, mm-hmm. My first gun after I had broken all of my darts for Nerf bone arrow, it was useless, was Secret Shot. And then the next one that I got up was the Nerf Missile Launcher, which was amazing because I got to you had four little darts on this thing and you could fire them in succession by like pumping back and forth basically. And I got pretty freaking accurate with that thing.
Nice.
But all the other kids on my street, they had like the Nerf rocket launcher, which was like, it fired the Nerf bow and arrow size rockets and it held like six of them.
Jesus.
So not only did you have more ammo and look more badass, but that thing freaking hurt.
Naturally. Of course it did. It just doesn't make sense. At least we weren't throwing lawn darts at each other.
I wish we had been.
Well, yeah. Some people, I definitely wish we had been playing with lawn darts. There were some dumb guns, like a gun where it would shoot like all of your ammunition at the same time. Like it was just do you remember that one that was a line and it would just like shoot all of them at the same time rather than it being like in a clip form?
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are real dumb.
That it's like, I believe it's the Nerf shoot your wad. they pulled in some like crackhead like designers and engineers to put together some of them. Like there was an animal series that they pulled in, like the Razorback, which arguably was kind of a cool gun, but it was way too big for any kid. Because like you rest it on your hip and you hold it like way out because it was like a 3 feet long gun and you gotta turn this crank and there's this poorly like fed in chain that you could fire, I don't know, like
I totally 18 remember that one. Bullets from.
That was the I think it was a Razorback.
Yeah, and you cranked it.
Right? You crank it. So like the whole thing about it was pretty badass.
Yeah.
It just like completely inaccurate because like having the little child strength to like crank that and hold it way out in front of you and aim it just didn't work.
No, it was just gonna spray the block.
Yeah.
Basically.
And then there was the Secret Shot version of the animals, which was it was a scorpion. I can't remember if it had like some kind of crap cool name or rad name, like the Whiptail or something like that. But basically, you had a scorpion gun, which is literally exactly how it sounds. It's just like a trigger underneath a giant scorpion. And the tail would stick straight up. And so when you would pull the trigger, it would whip forward and it would like shoot it off. So you couldn't properly aim it because it was just a mixed bag of like where the fuck that tail fell.
Right.
So yeah, you're just getting shot in the face and you have a toy that looks like an animal.
That was a part of the series that would, I know you were saying that they are animals, but there was like I want to say a manta ray or something like that, that was a double shot, but it was like one of those handheld things that goes over your wrist.
Conceptually, that's kind of cool.
It's kind of, yeah. I mean, if it actually was like a laser gun or something like that, that just, you know, you keep squeezing your palm and it keeps shooting out. But this, I think, was a double shot thing, and then it was done.
And speaking of misleading commercials, and in that animal series, there was one called the Eagle Eye. In the commercial, it was like a laser sight that was coming off of this thing. So it's like the most accurate aiming ever, but the toy that they give you is it's just a light bulb with like a red piece of plastic over it, and like it shines a pretty accurate like aiming spot for like a foot in front of you, and then anything further than that away you can't see crap.
Oh, there was another one that was the Nerf Rattler. Do you remember the Nerf Rattler? It was one of the first like handheld rotating guns. that would turn. Yeah.
And you know what? That one was badass.
Yeah. It had like a long handle, like a snake.
Right? Oh, dude, I do remember that. And the handle was actually kind of adjustable. So like it didn't have to be curled all the time. And you crank it. So it was kind of inaccurate, but I think a lot of kids just fired it from the hip like some kind of crazy shotgun.
Well, and what are we doing really? Are we going for headshots? Are we going for hit count?
I was when I'm running around with a pistol with two bullets. Hell yes, I was.
Well, of course you were. But that's a question that I have. Did you have wars?
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, I mean, yes, we did.
That's why you get the guns. Besides firing at your parents and having them take it away.
Naturally.
You have a war with your friends.
What were the rules of your war? Did people die if they got hit too many times? Or was it just enough time? You know, you tried to be like, I got you. No, you didn't. Blah, blah, blah. Case by case basis? Okay.
No, yeah, it's totally, the rules are very clear. Everyone gets their ammo. I think everyone hides and then they kind of come out and one shot and you're dead unless someone says, nuh-uh, you didn't hit me because they didn't feel it because they were wearing a baggy sweater. And then you argue about it. Everyone goes home and then someone's pissed off and doesn't play next time.
Somebody probably gets punched. Maybe.
That means they lost the Nerf war.
Nerd.
Shouldn't bitch out. Take your lumps. You know, I liked a lot of the inventiveness of a lot of these guns that came along. Even the crap ones.
Yeah.
Like the Scorpion. I liked that they were trying something.
Yeah.
What I didn't get into was when they tried to make this into like a weird like melee situation where there's swords and axes and Nerf shields.
I'm pretty sure I had a sword. That brings back some memories, but yeah, it's just a big piece of foam. Just get one of your, what's it called? The noodles from the pool. It does the same damn thing.
Yes. The Nerf noodle. Yeah. That I have to believe that there's someone in a conference room high up in the Nerf corporate business in the mid-90s saying like, you know, we really got to go after that plastic sword market.
Too many kids are getting hurt. We can bring a whole safety aspect thing of beating your friends in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Did you ever get like really injured by Nerf weapons? You didn't call them that?
No, I mean, I think I took a few to the eye, but like I closed my eye in time. It just was like, I'm a kid and I got hit with a projectile. I'm going to probably get upset or something like that. But no, nothing that really, really made a mark or anything like that. How about you?
I get hit in the eye with that, with the secret shot. Freaking secret shot.
You weren't watching out.
I wasn't. I didn't know it was coming. They got me. I think that was probably the worst of it.
Yeah, I think
I did work with a couple of guys that they had Nerf guns all over their office, and like, so I thought that was inviting when I came in there. They're like, oh no, we don't play anymore because some guy across the office like rocketed one like 50 feet, but it hit somebody right in the eye, and I guess they freaked out on him.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some crazy ones that we'll get into in the next half. But there's basically a sniper rifle that they make now called the Centurion that I gave a welt to a friend, you know, because apparently you're not supposed to get within 10 feet of people with Nerf anymore.
I'm pretty sure that Nerf is strong. There's no rules with Nerf.
No.
You're getting right up on people. I think for 10 years now, they've been telling people, like, don't shoot it at your friend's face. That's why we bought it.
But also, I think they increased the powers of the springs and crazy shit like that. Because we basically used air or like very small springs when we were kids, right? To shoot it out.
Yeah.
You know? Did you have Do you remember Nerf ball guns that you would like feed a like a not a, a maybe a golf ball sized ball?
I do. I think that the weapons they had originally were impossible to hit anybody with.
Yeah.
The Nerf slingshot comes to mind.
Okay.
And it's exactly how it sounds. Like it's,
oh my God, I had
it's
that
like a,
too.
Like a tower that holds three, and then you have on like an elastic cable, like a plastic hard ring that you pull back, and like you gotta like not only smack it out of this tower, but also like pray to God it hits anything, which it never did.
Yes, I had that. And that was real dumb. Yeah. I was like, wait, so I got these three balls flying around, and everybody else is just like hitting me with, you know, air powered launchers, and I'm just like, ah, oh, God, what? Come on. Did they have when we were kids? Did they have? Giving it up to you because you are the expert on this. Give it up. Did we have clips back then? Were there clip guns?
Yeah, in that that animal series, along with the Razorback, there was one called the Sawtooth, and it worked half the time. It just like it was a pain in the ass because like the clip could really slide in there, and you had to line it up just so before you cock it, otherwise it would jam up. It was like I don't know. It was like a bad movie where like whoever had that gun was like obviously going to die in the Nerf War because like he'd get a couple of rounds of, oh, it's fucking jammed. Oh, you should have worn a helmet. Medic.
Where's Private Ryan? Yeah, no, that's I also remember I had just I think they were fake Nerf guns, so I don't even know if I should talk about them, but they were just they looked like a Desert Eagle. In size, and you just slipped one in the front and then pulled it back. You cocked it like a regular gun and then you'd just shoot it out. And it was like, well, that was underwhelming.
Oh, just like Fallout.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. A lot of the off brand ones that I had, they had weird mechanical parts. Again, like I can't fault these guys for their inventiveness because they had like actual like shells for their shotgun where like you would load the double barrel shotgun, which like broke in half like a real like old school shotgun. You'd put them in there and you'd close it and like just the breaking in half would actually like cock it on a pulley system. You close it and you fire it, and then when you break it in half again, it automatically ejects these two shells like when it's spring loaded, so they'd like actually like fly out.
So, oh, like, that's right.
The action of it was really cool. But yeah, I mean, a lot of the times you're kind of like shaking the barrel of it, pointed at the ground, and the dart eventually comes like snaking out.
Yeah, naturally. Just, like,
couldn't even make it past the barrel.
So we have to give it to Nerf for really perfecting that type of action.
Yeah. Being now look how violent we are.
Yay. Good on us. Good on America. We're doing great. remind me about Nerf video games. Were there Nerf video games?
Yeah, there were.
How'd that go? I don't think I ever played those.
It was fine. I mean, pretty much it was a Nerf gun. I can't even call it a Nerf gun. It was just a plastic gun that you hook up to your computer. And it's pretty much just a light gun game. Like there's shit that pops up. It was a really like quickly made video game.
Yeah.
I don't even know how they justify it. Because I want to say there was like splats that would happen on the screen. Like it was like even more removed of like shooting somebody with anything solid. It was just you shoot them with a liquid.
Listen, they were trying their goddamn best.
Shut up.
You give them their due.
Don't try that hard.
No, right.
I think that's honestly that's all that I can kind of extract at this point from childhood. What about you?
Same. Yeah, I'm stuff's bubbling up as you talk about it more. Ooh. Because you're the expert.
Nerfologist.
No, there's not much else that I can say about it. I am excited to take this break and do a little research and find a little more about the subject of Nerf.
Yeah, I think we'll look into a lot of the later series, a lot of the crazy bullshit that they came out with, and some of the augmentations, I guess, that people have put together to make Nerf guns really dangerous. Like, yeah, we've some always of that looks wanted.
Super scary. It's gonna be great.
We'll come back and scare you and shoot you all in the face with more information right after this.
All right. Out of memory. All right, and that was our break. Cool. We're back.
We are. We're here. Howdy.
Yes. Howdy, howdy, howdy. We looked into the history and current existence of Nerf.
Yeah.
Or right?
Or something.
Or anything.
Yeah.
Hmm.
We just went on the internet.
This is getting to be a very existential podcast.
Yeah. Well, but before we jump into the history, did you have a chance to screw around with any Nerf weapons?
I actually did. I have a it's from the Zombie Collection. It is called a Hammer Shot.
Hmm.
And it's the zombie something hammer shot, and it's a revolver, and it's you cock it back and then you shoot it, so it's really one handed for five shots. It's really cool.
Nice.
Shot that around. Shot that at my girlfriend. She loved it.
Does that actually have like a hammer you pull back with your thumb and fire it that way? And then that cocks it. That's enough to cock it.
Yeah, it is.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, and it's unfortunately it's not the it's the whatever darts that have the hard head to it. I really like the suction darts.
Yeah.
Oh, I realize what I just said.
No, it's fine. I end up giggling about a lot of things that are said on the show. So there's been a lot of tips. There's the missiles we talked about. That's obviously just like a blunt, like eye black eye
gouging.
There's suction cuffs. There were some ones that had like some light up tape around the actual body of them. Like,
oh yeah,
from the electric eel, you'd pull the trigger, it would flash right as the dart was going out, and it would kind of have it glow. Then just as far as other tips, there was a Velcro tip one.
Oh yeah, that had that was for target practice, wasn't it?
It was for target practice, but it did stick to a lot of fabric, so it negated a lot of the no. Didn't hit me. So like obviously like you got a fucking dart hanging from you, so you're dead, dude. That's how it happens in war. They see the
that's why everyone should have been forced to wear a flak jacket made out of Velcro.
Yes,
that would have been pretty cool.
Yes, or do something more productive with their lives.
What were we doing at 10? We weren't doing anything. Come on.
No, nothing.
I mean,
nothing productive. Are you supposed to do something productive?
I don't know. I think I actually saw a video reviewing one of these Nerf guns, and the kid was like 10 and he had like 180,000 views. So
that's obscene. I feel like if I knew anything when I was 10, it probably was a lot about Nerf.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You could have been the next, Nerf Kid 68 or whatever this kid's name was. I'm not going to give him a plug. This is our podcast.
Yeah, we plug ourselves and no one else except for Nerf. All right, so that's good. You got to play around with the hammer shot.
Yeah, how about you?
I played around with a couple of like the more fully automated ones. Like there are a couple of the End Strike series. There's this white one. I can't remember what the name of it was, but it's one that has kind of like a whirring motor with what looks like to be kind of like a, I don't know, like it just kind of like smacks the dart as it, as you like push it through from its clip.
Okay.
So I don't know. It works okay. It gets jammed up if you try to fire it any faster than like one per second. That one and the one that was like pretty much a like a mounted chain cannon fires something like 40 darts, which is fun, but it's so cumbersome. I can't imagine a 10-year-old like holding this and running around. But
Cool.
You feel like a Master Chief with like holding this shit and just running around firing it.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. All right. So it was created in 1969 by Ren Geyer, and he was at Parker Brothers and their parent company. I don't know if they bought them that at that time, but I think they bought them since. Hasbro owns all of it. And funny enough, Geyer also invented Twister 2 years earlier. So, you know, he's actually in the Inventors Hall of Fame at Hasbro.
Now he's a household. No, it's still Parker Brothers.
No, yeah, he's fine.
Yeah,
nothing ever came of his. I think he's a music producer now or something crazy like that. So, the history of do you want to go into what it's an acronym, right? NERF stands for something.
No.
No, I'm wrong.
So there's a lot of like misconception around it. So
okay.
Yeah, there's the myth that it's that NERF stands for non-expanding recreational foam.
Really?
That's considered to be a backronym. People are just speculating what that possibly could mean.
Okay.
The term NERF actually comes from racing. It's an old racing term. Basically, they would have trucks that would push the cars into position, and they would put like foam balls on the front of the truck so they wouldn't damage either the car or the truck itself. And they referred to them as Nerf. Where that term came from, I don't know. Honestly, I didn't dive even any deeper than that.
Oh my goodness!
But it is possible that Nerf had maybe a different, maybe they had an acronym for it, but sure. I couldn't see anything like that. The original spelling of NERF was capital N, lowercase e, and then capital R, capital F. So,
oh, interesting.
Who the hell knows?
Who knows at all? It also, funny enough, my dad was actually in the Navy, and it either stands for Naval Emitter Reference File or Naval Electromagnetic Radiation Facility.
Well, so
it probably didn't come from that.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, I mean, it probably, yeah.
No, it became popularized by this guy trying to figure out a whole like indoor game that they could sell, and the whole selling point was like you could throw this fucking ball around and it won't knock over the lamp, it won't hurt babies, it won't hurt grandma. Apparently, in the 1970s, that was a huge problem inside American houses.
Well, at what point did they have the lawn darts? That were no, I was actually looking at some of the most dangerous toys, that like a top 10 list or something like that. And lawn darts was probably one of the top ones because a 4-year-old or a 7-year-old like died. It like stabbed him in the chest and they were dead, man. It was crazy.
Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and Jesus. So, I mean, so they had some pretty dangerous toys back then. So I suppose this safety aspect of it was actually a big selling point. They were like, ah, don't kill your kids, don't kill your grandparents, don't worry. By the way, buy this snake oil.
Sorry, I just took a shot.
Lovely. What are you drinking tonight?
I just had a pickleback, and I'm washing that down with some Drake's IPA.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
I'm drinking a bit of a fat
That's my
tire.
Snake oil.
I'm drinking some fat tire snake oil.
Big old fatty.
Mm-hmm.
Fatty snake oil.
Lovely, lovely.
Straight to the hips. It's funny, like the original promotion of Nerf, like one of the first major ones, along with it being this safe toy, they used the monkeys to make a commercial.
Monkeys.
Yeah,
sure.
The Beach Boy.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys.
Sure.
Yeah,
we have somebody else write our music. So they did like a full commercial for Nerf, and I guess that helped popularize it, and led to a couple other like endorsements along the line, where a professional football player helped to invent the actual Nerf football, which totally slipped my mind. I mean, like back in the 90s, yeah, Nerf football was definitely a thing.
Remember that Screamer?
Yeah,
that's Nerf Screamer. Yeah, yeah. Where it for some odd reason you wanted to make it shrieking while it flew. Was there a Banshee one? I would just, like that would seem the most apropos name for a Nerf, screaming thing.
It's strange that there isn't like some kind of Halloween seasonal toy where it's just like, throw this through your neighborhood and it'll scream down the street. Haha. I guess that'd be littering, but.
You put it on a string, yank it right back.
Yeah. Put it in the vending machine, get free soda.
So one of the, I mean, this came out in 69, Nerf itself came out in 69, yeah. And it came out in 69, just to point out the year. I wonder if Star Wars got Nerf Herder from this.
Yeah.
Like tried to cross promote with that, because there's the classic insult. Leia calls Han a scruffy looking Nerf herder.
Yeah, let's say obviously no, but yes. What? For the sake of this podcast, definitely that's
where. Yeah, totally. From. I mean, they were similar to yaks. Nerfs are apparently like things that they milk and stuff like that. And now that Hasbro owns Star Wars and Nerf, they should cross promote and make Nerfs. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I don't even know what that'd be. That'd be like the gun itself is made of foam and you just throw the fucking gun at people.
No, it's just a puffy yak.
Oh, okay.
It's just a puffy yak. That's all.
Got it. Hasbro also has, I believe, started the Super Soaker line.
Yeah, that's right.
And I've seen a crossover too, like a Nerf Super Soaker, which was not air powered propulsion, but I think it was hydropower, where like there would be like a flurry of water that came along with the dart.
Right.
Obviously, that didn't stick around, but
right. Yeah. Wasn't there the water launching Nerfs? Where it would be I don't know what it is, like a rocket that was set on the ground and then you like propelled water through it and it would launch upward.
Yeah, I remember
that. For some reason. I don't know why that would happen.
I don't remember if that was Nerf or not. I feel like I've seen like more of those made out of just a, like a 2-liter bottle.
Yeah. and Coke and Mentos.
But right? Yeah, hey, yeah. Shoot those at your friends, whatever.
It's fun.
Don't do that. We don't endorse that.
No, we don't do, you know, we also don't endorse putting sharp things on the end of your Nerf things, which a lot of people online love to do, apparently. They love to make Nerf more dangerous. I don't know why.
Yeah, there are people that professionally mod these Nerf guns and mm-hmm. Dangerously, probably. Yeah. But yes. I mean, really, they idealize what we've kind of always been hoping like a Nerf gun would do. Like a lot of these, like I'm pretty sure they fire something like 20 darts per second or some shit like that.
Holy
like,
God.
Emptying full clips in just like a second and a half.
Can you imagine how long that's going to take to clean up?
Before
you can play with another toy, you are going to have to clean all of those up, or you're not going to get a snack.
I need my snack. Yeah, a lot of these houses that these like modded Nerf guns are tested mm-hmm. in or displayed in, usually they are a mess. Like it looks like they're in construction or something. So maybe they never get cleaned up. I don't know.
They just knock down walls with their modded Nerf guns.
Have the intern do it, and also set my bed up. It always seems like they're like moving in or moving out.
Set my Nerf bed up. Yeah. I'm just gonna sleep on a huge pile of. Oh, speaking of huge pile of Nerf pellets, how do we know how many? Nerf pieces of darts that they've made over the years.
I've seen a figure, but maybe you have that on hand. I don't.
I do actually. Haha. Huh. Pimped my own self. Yeah, good for
good,
me.
Good segue. Served it up to yourself.
Over 400 million darts are made per year.
Yeah, and I do remember the other figure that goes along with that. I believe end to end, the darts would be long enough to wrap around the world nine times.
Nine times. My God. Yeah, there's about 4 billion in existence. Can you imagine that?
I can. Where,
where are all those things?
Because there are, well, you know that there are islands that are just trash.
Yeah.
They're also very soft and also can be fired out of plastic guns.
Well, and they're hiding under every single couch in America, at least.
Oh, yeah. Or right. Most startup offices.
Guys, let's just take like 15 minutes to just clear your heads, you know, take out some aggression, you know. Paula, I saw you eyeing me today at the meeting, and I just want to say right here, hit me right here with a dart. Don't worry about it.
Where is this?
I don't know.
Like, this Minnesota?
This is my startup. Oh. Yeah, it's cheaper in Minnesota to set up an office, so don't worry about it.
Don't you? That's
know. We're doing it for the tax haven shit, man. Come on.
Get it. Well, I think that's a good segue for,
please.
For the evolution of Nerf. There,
yeah.
Through the years, there has been many like mechanical advances.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that you had found a chart. I think that nicely displays that.
Absolutely. I mean, it started out kind of with air propulsion or even just I think air and elastic were kind of the original things, as we were talking about before we went to break, about the not the crossbow, the
Nerf bow and arrow.
Well, the Nerf bow and arrow as well, but the oh my God, why am I forgetting what this is? It's the
Raptor.
You pull back and you shoot.
Rattler.
It's the thing that Bart has in the back of his pocket.
Skateboard.
Good Lord.
Homer Simpson.
Good Lord.
Slingshot is what you're talking about.
Slingshot. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for helping me out.
It's stop being fun.
I just dropped it. I just stopped looking for it.
I know.
And you picked it right back up. I appreciate it. There was elastic. Then they moved on to spring loaded. And afterwards they did piston and different types of motors. I mean, we've seen these insane launchers, like you were saying, there are now just off the in store you can buy them. It's not even aftermarket stuff where you can put in the batteries and it just starts firing 40, 50, 60 shots a second or a minute or something like that. It's insane.
Probably a minute. Yeah.
Probably a minute. I was going to say second.
I prefer mine aftermarket or in goodness. A back alley with the serial number scratched off.
Just so nobody can trace.
Yes.
Your Nerf crimes.
I wonder if there have been Nerf crimes. Like, besides, I'm sure there's been somebody who's robbed a bank with a Nerf gun that's been, like, spray painted.
Absolutely.
I want to know beyond that, like, has there been like actual like assault committed? Not that I condone it or like hope that it happened. I'm just curious if it has happened. And
I would
feel
bet
like
you,
it's likely.
I would bet you that some teacher did sue a child or their family for assault. And it was like the completely overblown assault. But they have varied over the years with what they how different guns are made, how different guns propel. I personally like the simple, like the Maverick or what am I thinking? Just the stuff where you cock it and shoot it. That's the classic Nerf to me.
Yeah, like a Fall Out Boy song. No, I like the Maverick a lot. It makes a lot of sense. It's it fires really accurately.
Yeah.
My biggest problem with it was that you could not operate it with just one hand, and it sounds like the hammer shot might have solved that problem.
Hammer shot is really super cool. Yeah, I just, you know what's funny is when I was in college, I came home. I was just like frustrated with college or something like that. And I had one roommate and I went to Walgreens before I came back home and I found two Mavericks and I threw one in the door like onto the couch and threw a pack of darts. And I was like, there's a war. And I like ran into my room and he and I just like blew off steam for like an hour, just shooting Nerf at each other. Nice. It was wonderful. Therapy. It really is. Oh, and we once killed a fly with one of those.
No
things.
Way. That's pretty amazing. That's impressive.
There's a picture of us aiming at the wall, both aiming at the wall in a very sort of John Woo type of perfectly framed way. It's epic. And we killed it. Nice. It was great.
Nice. That's not like killing something with
darts, man.
Something that's supposed to be safe.
It's so tiny. The fly.
Sure.
What other mechanical advances do they have though? Like, you know, where has this gone since?
Let's even say beyond mechanical advances, which sounds like they've just kind of upgraded their motors and chamber systems.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'd say mechanic advantages, where they've had a lot more engineers come on. Even recently we have seen some ridiculous things, like pretty much Nerf droids. Like there are two retail Nerf toys that you can get that are pretty much like remote controlled droids. One is nice. Like a tank with a gun on top. You drive it like a remote control car. And mm-hmm. the other one is like pretty much like an evil scientist's like a standard robot, where it has kind of like spidery legs and it kind of crawls along and Ooh. Also has a gun and I think camera on top. Maybe no camera. Say it's self-aware, just to be completely Nerf evil.
This is the origin of the Terminators.
Yes.
It's combining Kenneth Branagh's character in Wild Wild West with... Yeah, deep cut. Thank you very much. With Arnold Schwarzenegger. This is Skynet, folks.
Yep. Skynet.
It's happening. Now, Skynerf. There you go. Why wouldn't the next step be Bluetooth capable stuff or operating it from your phone? You know, that would be fantastic. So you could hunt people down without even seeing them.
Don't you doubt for a second that our governments don't have satellites. Just launch a gigantic Nerf dart. Doesn't hurt anybody, but scares the shit out of them and probably leaves a mark.
Drops a drone nuke.
It just lets them know that it's on for something safe.
So actually, there are a couple of cross promotional items with Nerf. There's a lot of imitation stuff from like Kenner and Boomco and different stuff like that, which include the Halo stuff that I was talking about before. But actually, Star Wars and Marvel have a lot of official Nerf stuff because they come from Hasbro.
Sure.
Funny enough, there are a couple of Transformer stuff, Optimus Prime Battle Rig Blaster, different stuff like that. There's Tony Stark's arm that shoots stuff out. There's I think they have the Captain America gauntlet or stealth shield fighter. Different stuff like that. So because... you know, they can get away with it. Of course, you're going to want to give these movies the pump up with your awesome brand of something that the kids can play around with.
Literal there's even pump a, up.
There's there's even a little Nerf Thor battle hammer, which is super fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are slightly weak, slightly not the classic Nerf look to them, you know. No. So but there is a new line of guns.
There's several
That's true. There's I was talking about the Zombie Strike one earlier. There's an Alien Hunter one or Alien Menace,
which I feel is kind of the same as the Zombie Strike, but still very like solid Nerf guns.
Well, like, the interesting thing,
they just work really nicely.
And the difference between those two, actually, and difference between a lot of different Nerf guns that came before, are that are the physical press, the design of the gun. With Zombie Strike, I have the hammer shot, and it looks like it almost has leather or bandaging or some sort of thing around the stock of it.
Yeah, like post-apocalyptic, so kind of like take on their best guns, maybe. Or
Exactly. Like if you took it and you know, you were having trouble holding on, you wrap something around, so it just looks dirtier, kind of. And with Alien Hunters, that dumb kid that I was watching earlier on YouTube, he actually made a point that there's no side or top rails to slide in anything, any of the accessories, but there are like piping down the side of it, and different weird writing on the thing. So mainly it's the
it's all aesthetics.
It's all aesthetics, yeah. You know. It does give you a different feel with the gun, which is interesting to me.
That's the difference between that series, which is I don't know, kind of more rounded as like one-off guns, as opposed to like the End Strike series, which has been running for a long time. Where it's almost in a way kind of modularized, where there are separate accessories you can buy. You can take off things from other guns, like I don't know, like the from the Rampage. You could take off like the drum that has ammo in it. There was one that I think it was called the Nerf Recon. You could take off like the extended barrel or the stock, and you could attach it to different weapons. Which I don't know, that's kind of cool. It's very Tuco from the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. You put together your own weapon and whatever works for you.
Absolutely. Like there's also the scope you can change to. There's one that I actually shot our mutual friend with on the mega. It's the Centurion, and you can actually have it handheld, or it has sniper stocks on the bottom that like fold out, and they're like basically a tripod or a dipod, two things at the bottom of it, and it supports the end of it, so you could snipe someone with your horribly overpowered gun. This thing had probably a foot long spring in it, and it is damaging. I will say that, like, it leaves, if you are within 10 feet of somebody, it leaves a mark.
If somebody was working on a Lego construct and you fired that in there, you would really ruin their day. Yeah, I gotta say that the Mega series is that has to be the culmination of like some kid who played Nerf from the beginning and then like now graduated to like the top of the Nerf Corporation, just like bigger and harder. These things need to be just like devastating, and they are. I've given a couple of these as gifts, and some of them only fire like one shot, and that's really all you need, because you definitely got hit by this.
I just
like it's like firing a finger, like a grown man, like construction worker's like finger. It's just rough. Just, it barely just has a nail on the end of it.
Pointing at you.
Yeah, it could grab a nail right out of the wall. Yeah, it's
listen, I got this great idea for a gun. It just hurts people. Well, I mean, that's kind of antithetical to the whole Nerf thing of just, you know, having fun. I want it to hurt.
The Soprano series of Nerf guns.
Yeah, he took over that startup in Montana and he's making everything bad now. Nobody likes him anymore. I also, you know what I also have? I found a little one-shot dude. I think it's the Jolt or something like that. You just pull down at the handle, and an extended piece comes out, and then you have like a just a one shot. It's very weird.
You know what? I might have found that same thing. Like last year for Christmas, I got my whole family like these little small handheld ones. I believe it was in the End Strike series. Mm-hmm. It was like it was supposed to be like a mini crossbow. Like you pull the lever back to cock it, and wings basically come out from the side of it like a crossbow, and also a crosshair pops up from the top of it, and it fires pretty freaking hard and fairly accurately.
That's intense. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like that. There's so many. Oh, there's even a girl Nerf series.
Oh yeah, totally. I think in the like around 2010 they mm-hmm. released that. That's the Rebel series.
Yes.
And my daughter has one. My girlfriend has one. And it's pretty much the exact same ones that they have for the Zombie Hunter. Like still solid guns. And the only thing that I can see that they changed is some aesthetics. It's got some cool, like, I don't know, like pinstriping on it and like some mm-hmm. Graphics.
Different color schemes.
Definitely different color schemes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like almost it's kind of like similar to like Lego kind of doing a like girl take on their some of their sets. Like,
absolutely.
There's a princess collection and this.
And there's also a science girl collection, which is really cool. Yeah.
Feels a little half-hearted and just kind of like, I don't know, phoned in. But it's there at least. I mean, it's better than it just being like, this is a boy thing.
Exactly. I'm all for that. I think there should be a little bit more of that. And also, I mean, I think it's interesting that they have to do that because certain colors are for certain genders. You know, it feels like it should just all be, hey, you can like orange and yellow. That's all right.
I wouldn't know. AJ, I'm gender blind, so.
Hey, listen, my father's best friend is colorblind, so don't even make fun of color gender blind. I don't know what issue we're arguing on now.
We're segueing hard to the end of this podcast right this second. Scoring, where are you at?
Yes.
Nerf, like, is this worth keeping in our memory, or is this total crap? Delete it.
Listen, I am going to go... I'm going to say that this is not non-negotiable. This is non-negotiable. It's 10 Super Max darts.
Dude,
for me.
Seriously, yeah. I never want to give a 10 out of 10. Right? But like
creating a ceiling.
9 does not feel right. Like this.
No.
I feel like this was such a positive thing in my childhood. You're running around, you're you know, bang bang, you know, shooting at people. But forced me to do physical activity, interact with people on our street, strategize, and sometimes take guns apart, figure out how they work mechanically. Fascinating, honestly, like the whole mm-hmm. fucking thing, and even its evolution to today, like revisiting it, man, so fucking cool, and like such a huge community of people that support this and are like really passionate about it. I think I'm gonna have to give it a 10. Like, seriously, I give this 10 solid like stiff mega darts, like so fucking devastating.
I'm glad you
cauliflower to ear. God damn.
I'm glad you agree, because honestly, yes, it demonstrates and stands for some sort of violence, but at least it's safe violence. At least it allows kids to be more active. I like that they still exist because kids play on their on their video games. I'm such an old man right now, but they don't experience outside. They don't experience what it's like to interact with somebody and run after a dart or something like that. I want that to continue on, and I'm glad that I had it in my life.
At 100%. Like, I wouldn't Wouldn't change a fucking thing about it, honestly.
Hell no.
And I just bought my daughter her first Nerf gun, which is it's a girl Rebel series crossbow. And it's pretty cool. Like, it works really freaking well.
That's super cool. Yeah. That's awesome. Oh, I can't wait to be shot by that.
Yes.
I'm sure the next time visit you guys, she'll shoot me right in the forehead.
You won't even see it coming.
Oh, she's a sneaky little assassin.
Yeah. All right.
Well, fantastic. Yeah. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook if you want to hear.
Sidewalks if you see us.
Oh, yeah. But don't, please. I mean, just come up next to us. Don't. That's a little creepy. Yeah. I'm watching you. And you can subscribe on iTunes. We're on Google Play. And you can go to outofmemory.libsyn.com to listen to any of our episodes.
Do we have interviews?
We definitely will by the time this comes out, but probably not. I mean, we're interviewing each other.
Yes.
That's essentially what it is.
Today we interviewed you.
What's coming up next time, Chris?
Next time, 15 ways to make Hot Pockets a horrible meal.
It all ends
with eating it.
Acid wash jeans. Could denim be whiter?
And we'll tackle the conspiracy behind Nirvana. Are there actually two Dave Grohls?
And finally, the difference between producer Dick Wolf and Wolf Dick.
Jesus. Good night.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Get out of here!